This is CliffCentral.com. Getting murdered by the new guys, killing niggas with the raps. My motherfucking new high, skinny swash nigga, keep it thoughts, nigga. My niggas are on it, we won't let this go. Don't ask me to stop, cause you know that I will say no. My niggas are jewelers, we all going gold, platinum ish. Got niggas that's dying of stress, and I wanna take them out of the hood, but right now giving back is a bit of a stretch. Ish, I wanna tell my niggas, I can only wish around my niggas. I'm just trying to keep it real, my niggas. Coming up is like hell, my niggas, like hell, my niggas. Okay, I don't know. Junior.
What's up?
Can you get back to the show? Okay.
Oh,
We just played a song, one of the most underwhelming songs I've heard in a long
time. I've never laughed so hard in my life.
So, look, I haven't been on social media. Here it's been trending. Was it trending at some point?
I have no idea. I haven't been on Twitter.
Okay, it's a new one from Ricky Ricky in the company of Casper Nyovest. It's called Footsake, I believe. Why are you laughing, Junior?
You can't take it seriously. Like, who names a song Footsack? Like, really?
I'm sure there's a grand design behind all of that.
Really?
Welcome to O'Neill on Cliff Central. It's a beautiful Friday afternoon. In fact, a hot Friday afternoon.
For sure,
Heat wave, as South Africans call it. We call it winter in Botswana, by the way. This is not a heat wave.
Yeah, it's still nothing.
The other day I was listening to radio and I heard one of the reporters saying there was going to be a heat wave, and I was waiting to hear how hot it was going to be. And she said something. She said, I think it was between 34 to 35 degrees Celsius. I was like, wow, that's so cute. Like, the whole country's upside down.
Yeah,
like this.
It's upside.
Yo, they're losing it. This,
I haven't felt anything. I must go to Limpopo.
It's so hot. Like, yeah. It's a heat wave. This is what you call a heat wave. Do you know what the temperatures were in Botswana yesterday? I think around 3 p.m. was around 40 degrees.
Damn, man.
Now, I don't know what you guys would call it that. You would literally close down the country and move out if that happened, you know? Listen, speaking of hot things, the show is going to be explosive. I'm telling you right now.
Man. Bananas.
The amount of effort we put into today's show is absolutely ridiculous. If it does not work out, I'm just going to pack up my bags and leave. And move to Australia.
No,
but it's going to be amazing. Listen, I'll tell you what we've done. We've transformed the studio into a nightclub. As we speak right now, they're setting up nightclub lighting. We're going to turn off the lights and then have the nightclub lights running alone. And in addition to that, we have some of the most amazing guests lined up. I'll tell you who we're going to have first up on the show. So do not move, because all of this is coming up on the show. It's 00C, baby. Tell a friend.
Yeah. And I never did this before, no.
The sounds of J. Cole. The song is called Wet Dreams. Something Gina knows so much about.
Oh, my word. Yeah. Easy, where did you have to go?
I have no idea where that came from. I apologize, Junior, for violating your privacy. How you doing, bro?
We needed
to hear a good song after that Ricky Rick song.
Dude.
Honestly, like, I swear, it was like coffee without sugar.
Dude.
It was horrible. It was that bad. Listen, so first up on the bill, we've got Lizibo. His name is Lizibo. He's all the way from Botswana. One of the coolest brothers I know. And when I heard he was coming down to South Africa, I was like, look, this is a perfect opportunity to hang out with him and just share his talent with the rest of the continent.
Yeah.
So welcome to the show, bro.
Thank you so much for having me, Zeeves. Thank you so much.
This guy, he's always looking so suave, even after you've just gone to do your sound check, right?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Why are you looking suave for sound check?
It's a job, my brother, yeah.
Okay,
yeah,
so it's always a job for you.
It's always a job. So
you don't know
who's gonna be at the sound check, for instance, you know what I mean?
So what are you doing in South Africa?
Consulate General of Botswana.
Okay.
The people who live down in Bots, they're having a late independence.
Yeah, and I hear about it in the streets. I'm like, wow. Have I been
No. They're telling me they've been trying to track you down, brother. So I don't know.
Okay. Now, tell me if this makes sense.
Yeah.
I'm from Botswana. I live in South Africa. It's been a year now.
Yeah.
He's from Botswana. He's based in Botswana. He arrived. When did you arrive? Yesterday.
Yeah, I remember.
So
yesterday.
He tells me that Botswana in South Africa are having a party of some sort. And he says they claim they've been looking for me. Yeah. Where were they looking for me?
I don't know, brother. Y'all live in Jersey. I don't know anything. Like, he came to Tiny Hella, brother. So.
Like, wow. Like, wow. Anyway.
Yeah.
But it's good to see you. How long are you in the country for?
Probably a week.
A week?
Yeah, a week, yeah.
Let's take a song from Lizibo. On the other side of this, we're going to break into a freestyle.
Yeah.
And I'll also introduce our next guest. Don't move.
Ladies love O'Neal. Yeah, baby.
Double OC. O'Neal on Cliff Central. Double OC. O'Neal on Cliff Central. You're listening to O'Neal on Cliff Central.
Tahila kumbom chocho dumilani makalanga apata muka chini apata hila jaiva tahila jaiva gumbom chocho cho at the gumbom cho cho hey ha to milani wakalanga mo Cliff Central hapa mamuka chini hapa tahila jaiva tahila cha tahila gumbom cho cho cho.
All right, so Gina, can we challenge him? Can we just play something else other than what he's familiar with, and then he can just jump on it. Anything.
Yeah, let's do it. Okay. Is that it? Junior? Okay.
Mfana wa stali utlambona kitsena putting on love tests just looking all cool with my shortness, yeah. It's just me, don't get me wrong, it's just how I am. I hear Zibanani, I hear O'Neal asking me, why am I always looking fly? That's why I say, Kim Fana was styling. That's just how I am. Don't get me wrong. I'm not saying I'm the best of the best. I'm just simply saying I am the only one who looks this way. I don't know if you want more, Mr. O'Neill. I'm gonna end up taking this show, Mr. O'Neill.
Okay.
All right. That's fine.
Can you sing something about Gigi LaMaine?
Okay.
Yeah. Just look at her and start, just pat her down with your words. Isn't that your mom?
Ooh.
Wow.
Okay. I thought it was a sister.
Yeah. Like,
whoa.
Yeah.
I think we might have to just scale down.
Yeah, yeah, that's what I was
thinking. Yeah. Yeah. Okay. Yeah. No, but go ahead.
Oh, my lady, you look so hot. I'm actually so surprised that this chair didn't go up in flames. Somebody bring me a bucket of water, 'cause this lady needs to cool down. I mean, all this hardness for somebody only one is not good, no, no, no. I hear y'all say we're having a heat wave. I'm just going up, man. Oh, so hot, the air conditioner is not on in here. It's just GT. Somebody please bring me a bucket of water. Oh, this lady needs to cool down.
Okay.
Yeah.
I think we need to tone it down. It's dark in here, and we have to worry about where this could lead to. I think it's my responsibility to ensure that everything is in. It's an order in here. Let's welcome, ladies and gentlemen, Gigi LaMaine.
Hey.
How you doing?
I'm good. How you doing?
It is so dope. Listen, the last time I can't remember. I think it was 3 weeks or a month ago.
Yeah.
I was on social media and I hear your song is number one in West Africa somewhere.
In Nigeria.
Tell us, what happened? How did that happen?
I don't know how it happened. Shout out to Dream Team for all the hard work they're putting in to my craft.
Nice. You signed to Dream Team,
yes,
right?
Yes, I'm signed to Dream Team. Okay. And My Throne Records under Kulichana. So, I mean, it was just a matter of them getting a hold of the song. It was Jungle Fever at the time, and it shot straight to number one on debut.
And then there was a bit of controversy with regards to the song.
Yeah.
There was some guy who claimed that, he said you had stolen his song?
I had stolen his song, and we were called onto a particular radio station.
Okay.
At the time. To iron things out, and it just turns out that it was more of a phrase that we all kind of use in the township.
Yeah.
That he felt had. But I mean, both songs were played, people spoke about it, people voted about it, and the ultimate thing was that nothing was really stolen.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right, perfect stuff. So, since you and I hung out, what have you been up to?
So we've released Jungle Fever.
Yeah.
And it's doing really well in and around SA. It's been on number one on a few charts, I think about five charts now. Yesterday we released Lolo.
Okay.
And you guys are the first people I've actually spoken to about it, and it's been trending on Twitter right now as we speak. Alongside some other songs, it's still there. We're holding it down. Lolo's holding it down. Shout out to the Mix Masters who did that. And there's a big, big feature coming out featuring Witness the Funk.
Nice.
For the new school of hip hop, obviously.
Nice,
that's going
to
be our December song. So I'm just really excited about the way my way my career is going so far in the industry.
Let's quickly talk about Lolo. Is this from a specific album or EP? What is it? Where is it coming from?
Yo, so the funny thing was that I released about four freestyles, obviously scripted freestyles, in August for the Iron Lady edition. So every Friday of August, I was just dishing out a freestyle for people. And it was freestyle videos with the audio and whatnot. And there was a specific freestyle that people just kept connecting to. And they're like, could you please extend this and make it a song? And I was like, I don't know. And I just made people think that, you know, we'd have forgotten about it. And we decided to drop it by surprise yesterday.
Okay.
So, yeah.
All right. So, we've got a brand new song, which happens to be trending on Twitter as we speak.
Yes.
It's Gigi LaMaine's brand new song. It's called Lolo. And
can I explain it though?
Okay, go ahead.
Okay,
I would love
so it goes Lolo, Lolo Nkosazana, Lolo, Lolo Nkosazana. Lolo actually means queen in, I think it's Igbo, I don't know how to say it. It's a Nigerian language.
Yes,
and Nkosazana
yes,
obviously
yes.
is princess in Zulu.
Oh, nice.
And at first it was Miriam Makeba, but we decided to make it universal for all females, you know. So it's really like a jam. It's really a turn up, and everybody's really feeling it on social media. Nice. But the ultimate thing was sort of like a, you know, like a young feminist feeling myself situation.
Okay.
So, yeah.
Cool stuff. We chat some more with both Lizibo and Gigi LaMaine on the other side of Lolo. It's a brand new one. So let us know what you think. My handle is O'Neill Africa. Lolo, Lolo, Kosaza. Lolo, Lolo, Kosaza. Lolo, Lolo, Kosaza. Lolo, Lolo, Kosaza. You know what I like about it? It really sounds like you're having a good time right now. Like,
yeah.
It's a turn up.
It sounds like you're having fun right now with the industry.
Yeah, no, I definitely am, and I'm feeding off all the young people who come out to support me. I mean, for us to even decide that the chorus was going to be like that,
yeah,
was us performing at a show where, like, all these young people were drunk and everyone was just like, Ngozaza. And we're like, "Whoa, you guys are onto something." And we started doing it like that, and it caught.
Does your mom get any of this?
Any of what? Like what I rap about?
Yeah, like, does she get what it's about, where it's going?
Yeah, I think every, like, my mom gets punchlines probably more than I do.
What?
Like, she'll
really?
Be sitting there and she'll be like, "Yo, what song are you really feeling right now? There was that Kendrick song, We Gonna Be Alright." It's like really freaky, but I think because she's my mom, she feels almost obligated to understand. Like,
so that's interesting,
yeah,
though. Like, your mom gets all of this?
She gets all of it. And she's the one who often listens to it before everyone else. So if she
that
likes it,
amazing,
as somebody who is her age, okay, and I get my little cousin to listen to it too, he's 11, then I know.
Wow.
Like, this is the one.
That's absolutely
one.
Amazing.
Wow. Now, I think maybe that's because that's why she's as good as she is, yeah?
Yeah.
With her mom,
you know,
behind her, man.
Yo,
blessing.
Yeah. Moms is like,
these are
my
blessed lyrics.
These are blessed, you know what
she's
I mean?
She's my day one. She's
these
my day one.
Explains why you're so good, man.
Okay, we're breaking into a freestyle now. Gina is going to play something. You guys decide if you like what he's playing. Can we... What is that, Chief? Okay.
It's a beat.
Okay. I don't know. It just reminds me of that Ricky Rick song. So, can we?
Yeah, maybe you should like.
Yeah,
boom,
please
bam, like,
save
slow
us
down.
From. Okay.
Wow.
Okay, you decide, you guys, if you like it,
know.
It's cool. And
I don't know how to play.
Okay. All right. No, play anything, dude.
Fine. Yeah. Yeah.
Remember, we've
yeah.
transformed the studio into a nightclub.
Yeah.
It's
yeah.
nightclub lighting.
Yeah.
From 3
yeah,
p.m., you'll
yeah,
be able
yeah.
to view everything via AnTV.
Yeah, 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 yeah. Wiping off rappers, I'm using Johnson & Johnson. I quit being the hero, I prefer the cookie monster. Eating it up and chewing it out to guard both sides of the street to prevent a double cross. And I never got assistance in my life to write a rhyme. My tongue is bi-lethal, I don't even got a dime. I'm trying to make some sense of these rants, but I don't have none. Love for the game was the best blooming outcome. I was too school for cool, and while I'm paying my dues, I hear from Marx and Socrates how to make my moves. I move faster, rip mics right past ya. Least did damage enough to have them bandaged. And now I'm done, I be busting down doors. Killed all the gods and made my way to the throne. Queen of the South, I'm the queen of the underworld. Got the rap game in the hands of a little girl. Ah!
Yo.
Woo!
Are you gonna sing?
Oh my God!
Sing. He's gonna
oh
sing.
Man!
He's gonna sing. He's gonna sing.
Am I gonna sing?
We need a hook. We need a hook.
Yeah. Imimsana wenkalanga ndingina ndokudusa fupa ndokudusa gula and dimsana wenkalanga ngono ndo. Ah, dude, this is too much, man. This lady is too good, dog. Yo.
Woo! We need a hook.
Yeah. Okay. Ntombazane Zulu, yeah?
Yes.
All right. Yeah, okay. Imimsana wenkalanga ndigele papa with the beautiful Miss Ntombazana wemZulu. Yeah, I think, okay. Yeah.
Just stick to what you know.
All right. Imimsana wenkalanga, I'm sitting right here. Nenkosazana, yes, Zulu. Oh, she's so beautiful. She's so wonderful. Imimsana wenkalanga, I'm sitting right here. Nenkosazana, yes, Zulu.
Yeah, she's so beautiful. And she's deadly on the microphone.
Okay.
Deadly on the microphone. Yeah.
This is what feminist freedom would really sound like. A crossbreed between movements and zones of twilight. Marching as a queen in a past life. A dream in the dark night. Fierce, so she left, right.
Yeah.
March a pilgrimage on. She is Gigi the Dawn. Griselda was born. Stop the Armageddon. I call to the rider's left. Keep your words in check. We need to save them before they fail their tests. No lazy mind ever saved the universe. No unlearned life ever packed a funeral. But wait, never let them broad tell you what to do. Music is soul, but you know that the talent is true. Grind harder, live smarter, shark hauler. You're a woman, a father, a son, or a daughter. Buzzes are good, but frenzies are longer. You mad at the world, so you need to ponder and conjure. A plan so good, they'll never be able to touch you. But love and hug you for the reasons that they try to f*** you. Ain't nobody got time for that when you hustle. They bark but can't bite, God bless the muzzle. We keep fighting though we die in a battle. Rolled into the dark with no blinkers, no saddles. I'm just waiting here trying to get my happy ever after. First verse in the Bible, Genesis was a chapter.
I'm sitting here with a beautiful lady. Opa says solo. Trust me, she's so beautiful. Emin sana wenkalanga tigele nenkati waka wasezulu. I tell you, beautiful. She's so deadly on the microphone.
Lady love, O'Neill. Yeah, baby.
Central, WOC, O'Neill on Key Central. You're listening to O'Neill on Cliff Central.
Yeah, baby.
This is obviously the remix featuring Kulichana, right?
Kulichana!
Are we going to see another collab happening?
Definitely. I mean, he is the big brother, so he'll be on a lot of my stuff. I'll be on a lot of his stuff.
Okay. What are you excited about at the moment as Gigi LeMay?
Ah, definitely the feature Witness the Funk.
Okay.
And I mean, yo, like, this has been a good year for me. It's been a really, really good year for me. And I've got nobody to thank but my team and the people who support me. So, I mean, the idea that you're the underdog and you have nothing to lose and you can do whatever the hell you want to because you're not trying to prove anything. You're just trying to have fun with yourself. I mean, that's for me, that's what I'm looking forward to the most.
Lizibo.
Sir.
Cool stuff. Now, from here, where are you going? You mentioned that you're here to perform. I believe it's at the consulate.
Yes, sir.
And then any other countries that you'll be visiting?
I'm very soon I'm supposed to visit Swaziland.
Okay.
Also Namibia.
Stay away from the versions. I don't know why.
Dude, you know why? You know why I'm going there. So I mean.
Yeah.
Okay. No,
okay. So you're going to see the version. I mean, Swaziland. Yes.
Swaziland.
What else?
Zambia. Yeah, Zambia. Those are the two main countries that I've been able to get some people to work with.
Right.
And yeah, I just did a collaboration with DJ right now. You just heard it live on Crimson Central.
So this is something that you guys can take it outside as well. You know, who knows?
Craziest things.
Who knows?
Yeah,
who
craziest
knows?
Things. I always meet people in studio and I do collabs with them. Just for the record, when I'm in his studio, I make hit songs. Collaborations,
okay.
Yeah. From back home, he knows. Don't say nice.
That's true.
Actually,
as you can see, the man takes his stuff seriously. I was talking to him earlier on, and I said to him, "Why are you dressed in the nice?" He says to me, "I'm always working." And by the way, he had just gone to do his sound check. That's why he's dressed like this.
Nice.
The guy even has a pocket square. Who takes a pocket square to go do sound check?
Like you should see my band, dog.
Wow, this is amazing, dog. Congratulations to you,
thanks,
man.
Thanks, brother. Thanks.
Now,
man.
Let's talk about your sound.
Yeah.
I would call it Afro Soul. I don't know. What do you call it?
spot on. Afro soul, Afro R&B, have it anywhere. I mean, it makes you dance one way or the other way. It makes you dance, it makes you melt at the heart, I think.
Okay.
It makes you want to fall in love again. For the record, I also sing in about 3 or 4 languages. Ndebele, Kalanga, Setswana, and English, yeah.
Where do you know Ndebele from?
My grandmother is originally from Gweru, brother.
Okay.
Yeah, up in Zimbabwe. So when we up in Zwinshambe and she's mad, she just goes back home and she speaks in Ndebele.
Yeah.
So yeah, yeah.
Nice.
That's interesting. Yeah,
that's, I actually didn't know you speak Ndebele.
No, I do, brother. I do.
Wow,
I do.
That is so cool. So you sing in 4 different languages.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Is this something that appears on your album?
Yes, sir. Very much.
Okay.
Very much like the song I just premiered on your show right now.
Yeah.
It's called Dumilani. That's Kalanga for Dumelang or Hello, how are you, Sanbonani? You know.
Yes, that's one of our. It's an ethnic group in Botswana, by the way. Yeah, for those who do not know.
Yeah.
You know, with each country, there's always an ethnic group that's supposedly arrogant of every country.
Yeah.
So, we're from that group.
No, he's telling the truth. He's telling the truth. Yeah.
So we're from that group. Yeah.
That's basically. I also have a song with Sasa Class back home. A rapper like you, but I'm on Kalanga and she's on English, so that's very interesting too. Yeah,
I'd love to hear that.
Now
I want us to just tone things down. Let's imagine right now we are singing to Gigi's mom.
Mm-hmm.
So the keys have to be mellow, like what you do right now, Junior. And I'm gonna challenge it's mostly a challenge to Gigi than it is to you.
Okay,
you will jump in as well. So I want you to speak to your mom. And just show her some love, you know, for having brought you up to where you are right now. And over the keys that Junior is blessing us with right now. It could be a freestyle, it could be a verse that you've written before. Lizibo will obviously jump in every now and then as well. So let's just serenade your mom for a little bit. Obviously, now listen, this... Anyway, just do your thing.
Okay.
Let me not throw in more challenges. No more curveballs. All right, fine. Let's go ahead.
I never turn down. I always turn up.
Cool. Okay. All right, so first and foremost, you have to be happy with what we are playing. Are you happy with this? All right, now remember, from 3 p.m., you'll be able to check us out via AnTV. So you'll be able to have, you will have front row seat into what's happening in the studio. And you can tell your friends, more action still on the way. Now we're getting into freestyle. Are we happy with what he's playing?
Yeah.
Can he switch it up?
I'm a hungry rapper, that don't matter.
Okay, cool. So, let's go.
Yo. How I feel. These cards say hard, but I just can't deal. Backspace, enter, backspace, shift, alt and control, everything I wanna feel. Knew it from the start when I said that I loved you. Cupid got the arrow, then he aimed, then he shot you. Till death do us part, was an email straight to your heart. Note the keys, yo.
What up?
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay.
Let's try those again. This right here says how I feel. These cards say hard, but I just can't deal. Backspace, enter, backspace, shift, alt and control, everything I wanna feel. Knew it from the start when I said that I love you. Cupid got the arrow, then he aimed, then he shot you. Mama, till death do us part, was an email straight to your heart. Why does it hurt me when she tells me that she understands? She sees the tears in my eyes, she wipes them cause she can. See, finding her, I realized was like Mudimo's chance to show that world that she and I would rule the earth. upper class. Just wanna let you know I really wanna love you. God used the pain in my heart just to carve you. You was for me and me is for you. Houston, tell him that she just came through. Kept you in my heart cause I'm beating for you. Real love hurts, I believe that it's true. She's the queen of the hearts, I'm the queen of the spades. Looked into my heart and then she dug me a grave. So much freestyling off the top of the dome, y'all.
Mama, like, you taught me 1 + 1. I promise I'm gonna make that 1 million. I'm gonna make that 1 million. Mama, you taught me that 1 + 1. I promise you I'm gonna make that 1 million. Because of your love, because of your smile, the way you did my hair. Thank you. Because of your smile, because of your hardness, because the way you did my hair. Look at me now, mama, you taught me that 1 + 1. I promise you I'm gonna make that 1 million, 1 million. Oh, thank you to you, mama.
Nice. So there you have it. Was that a freestyle?
Some of it, yeah. You could hear. You could hear, hey?
Nah.
I was trying to...
That was actually really touching, man.
Like from when I was looking at your laptop, backspace, what? Backspace shift. Some of it.
Yeah.
And then, yo, some of it was scripted from a long time ago.
Now, tell me about your relationship with other female MCs.
Yeah. I think everybody's running their race. But you know, with the way media works, they often try to put us up against each other, definitely.
Let me tell you why I'm saying this. Yeah. I just received a tweet which says, it's somebody who suggests you're jealous of Fifi Cooper.
Yeah.
It won't get you anywhere. I didn't know anything. Is there anything going on between the two of you?
No, actually. Fifi is somebody, an artist who used to work with, I know she used to work with Kuli Chana. She's from the Motswako movement. But I think that's what the fans do. They try to put us up against each other. Unfortunately, bad for them, Fifi and I are cool. You know, bad for them, Nadia and I are cool. Lots of us are cool, man. I think it's inevitable. People don't understand that they can be more than one female hip-hop artist at a time.
Yeah.
And they have to adjust to that, you know. And it's up to us as the female MCs not to give them enough power to be able to even send tweets like that.
Yeah.
Right now, we should be trying to build hip-hop, if anything. For you sending that email, that tweet like that, you should be ashamed of yourself. We're out here trying to inspire little girls. Fifi, Nadia, myself, Rouge, Patty Monroe, and the list goes on. If you're going to be sending something like that, you're not doing any justice for yourself as an African person.
As a person in general.
How could you take the time out of your day to do something?
Do something constructive with
do
your time,
something
man.
Constructive.
You know
what I mean? Yeah. We spoke about this. It was last week when we talked about, you know, the battle between having to choose between who is a fan and who is supposedly a hater. Look, this is not a word I embrace in any way, shape, or form.
Yeah.
The hater, so to speak. But how do you deal with the fact that on social media there are people who appreciate and those who do not appreciate you? Like, at what point and when and how do you tell which one is a fan and who isn't?
Who isn't? You know, at the end of the day, I just feel like if they're noticing you, they're just, you know, they always say the person you hate the most is the person you love the most, actually.
Yeah, true.
And for the fact that they're taking notes of my work is what matters to me. But trust, I think in the beginning it did get to me a lot. But for some reason, throughout the year, my team has taught me to... Not everybody, it's not even about people loving you.
Yeah.
It's about people being so upset with their own lives that they're going to try and put those burdens on you. And you can't let them do that. Your dream for why you're doing what you're doing as a vocalist or what I'm doing as a rapper has got nothing to do with that person. It's got something to do with the reject in school who gets bullied every day, who's having problems at home. That's the person we write to. That person who's tweeting, it clearly means that they're just not in the right state of a societal mind to even be mentioned. I mean, yo, I'm just shocked that there are people who sit there and do that.
Yeah,
no, I am. I am only 21. That person is probably like 40. sitting at home doing nothing with their lives.
Even if they were 12, man, I mean, the time they took out.
That is so sad.
So sad. I mean, the time they took out, I mean, to just type that tweet, I don't know how long it could have taken.
Yeah.
But the time, I mean, if they were 12, they could have gone to the store and got their mama some milk.
And
what are they going to
gain? And all I'm saying is Gigi LeMaine is coming.
It's coming
and
hard.
Harder. Cheers. And she's coming harder. So your tweets need to come harder and harder and harder and harder and harder. I'm so ready for y'all. I'm so ready.
Yeah. All right, let's
because
put it on
people
wax.
Who love me.
I believe in putting it on wax. So when we come back, we're going to do the final freestyle. Here's a brand new one from Dales in the company of Ricky Rick. Summertime. The state of hip hop at the moment is very impressive. And as you can tell, man, this is Dales from his upcoming album. I believe it's called North Guard. Yeah, he's hanging out with Ricky Rico on this one. It's called Summertime. We're about to let go of Gigi LeMaine. Let me tell you why we're letting her go. Because she's with her mom. And we've got some guests who are coming in. We can't have Gigi LeMaine's mom seeing these guests who are coming in. So we actually need to... I'm joking, though. Like, we've got... a special guest of mine coming in. She's a close friend of mine. She occasionally just dances when I'm listening to music. Just comes around, hangs around, and she dances for us. Just makes us happy, you know? You may not know, you may not understand, but I'm sure Gigi will explain to you at some point. Now, before we let you go, Gigi, you're heated up right now.
No, not even.
She's
steaming.
Oh,
no, she's no, she was just pointing out the fact that this person happens to only diss her online, which every time it happens, it should mean that this person is following her every move. You know
no, that's true.
Like she was saying, I mean, get a life, man. I mean, for me, it seems like this person knows this is you. That's why they're following you. You know what I mean?
Look, this is the way I look at it. We all have a purpose in life, you know?
What's yours?
You know, we all have a purpose in life, and your purpose is the reason why you're here as Gigi LeMaine. I've got you in the studio. We're talking to you about some of the great work that you do.
Yeah.
And it's clearly defined. That is your part of your purpose. And I go on social media to look at my timeline, and there's somebody who has a purpose. And their purpose is to go online and hurl obscenities and just spew negative talk towards others. So she's basically on the side of the road and she's throwing stones at Gigi LeMaine's purpose. So that means her purpose is to throw stones.
Yeah, let it be.
At people
who are
doing amazing and inspirational work. Yeah, so I never take time to even acknowledge any of it, you know? So let's just move on from it. You're doing incredibly well.
Yeah.
And if you went, she wouldn't be talking about you right now.
Yeah.
Exactly.
You know what I'm saying? So that's just the way I look at it.
Yeah.
Gina, are you good?
I'm all good, man.
Okay,
thanks
cool.
To Gigi LeMaine, man. She's on fire, man. You know?
Also, not thanks to Lizibo.
Yeah, man. I mean, it's
yeah, they're
it's,
both like, good.
I don't think you guys understand. You know, Gina does not function. If there was no woman here, he wouldn't be here.
Oh, my word.
He'd be playing this keyboard with his feet just to show me how much. Like, he'd be so spiteful towards me. Like,
yeah.
Dude.
It's cool, man. I'd probably be doing the same thing if I was
Can you bring in a woman already?
I can't blame you, man.
So, Gigi, what are you up to this weekend?
Yeah, well, a lot of things. People can follow me on Instagram on Gigi_LeMaine, on Twitter, Gigi_LeMaine, and they can catch up with me and my gig guide. It's going to be back.
You do a lot of freestyling. I see it on social media.
Yeah.
Is this something that works for you?
Yeah, no, definitely. I'm from the school of hard knocks.
Okay.
I battled big men. So
nice.
I earned my stripes properly.
Okay.
Yeah.
Do you still want to go back to battling?
No, definitely not. I'm in a good place now.
Okay, all right. But
I'm in a good place.
If a good fight comes along, you would...
Worthy?
Worthy opponent, yes. And right now, worthy is probably like, nah.
Yeah.
AKA Casper, none of that other stuff.
Okay.
Oh, I told you she's deadly on the mic.
Okay, all right. Now, obviously, listen, you can't leave us without dropping a few bars.
Okay.
That's what we do here. I don't know if Gina, you're gonna play something that.
That fast thing you're playing is fine.
Okay, cool.
Yeah.
fine.
Yo, yo. Yo, yo.
Okay, let's go.
Coldest cat, I'm a saber tooth, the weakest link. I cut you loose, now where's the noose? I'm African, I barrel in, swinging through, no bulletproof, no parachute. Move, head full of that confidence. Now copy this, fire like an arsonist, apocalypse. Back to misogynist, I'm making moves, I pick it up, no garbage this. I make them all disappear like fathers, reappear when they can afford the products. Coolie had a dream, now it's China power. See my dreams getting taller than that Pisa tower. Show me the pride, shouting out to bougie. Wordplay, make me wanna do like Scooby, chokehold, arm getting strong like Louie. Boozo my raza, see direct on my movie. Ah. Thank you so much, ladies and gentlemen. My name is Gigi LeMaine.
Gigi LeMaine, ladies and gentlemen. You can catch her on social media. It's Gigi LeMaine.
Gigi _ LeMaine on Twitter. Gigi _ LeMaine.
Yeah,
on
Instagram. So the new track, Lolo.
Yeah.
Is it available for download?
It's available for free download. So thank the fans for supporting me for such a long time.
Okay, but the rest of your stuff, can we find it on?
Yeah, no, on definitely. iTunes? Jungle Fever is currently on iTunes, and okay. Moja featuring Witness the Funk is gonna be dropping for, as a December track. Shout out to abantu base Dubani who support me. Shout out to abantu base Kasi Soweto, Tembisa, Alex, stand up in Kosazani Corner. Thank you so much, O'Neal, for having me.
Thank you
so much for the key.
No problem.
For my co-artist. Thank you.
Thank you.
Cool stuff. So we continue with the show. We've got one more guest joining us in the studio. And we turn things up. Remember, as I promised you, we're gonna go live via AnTV.
Ladies love O'Neal. Yeah, baby.
Listening to O'Neal on Cliff Central.
Yeah, baby.
Baby, all the things I've done to you.
This one is called Better Man, Lizibo. He's also about to head out of here. He's got a gig tonight, I believe. What time does your gig start?
The dinner starts at 7 o'clock, brother.
It's just dinner?
Yeah, it's just dinner. You know, Baholo, Babotswana, just getting together. I'm hoping to see you two there.
How can I be there when I'm not invited?
I'm inviting you, brother, so...
Like, this is... I think I have to go protest by myself.
You need to go and do that, man.
I'm actually going to protest outside the embassy by myself.
Yeah, so you
should
need
I do
to.
It in the nude?
I think not.
In the nude and say,
I think they got that.
I don't
on,
get it.
On,
like,
on Big Brother, so it's fine. So,
oh wow!
So,
yeah, Listen to this guy.
Yeah, but yeah.
So listen, man. Thanks a lot. When are you heading back to Bots?
Probably Wednesday. I've got a gig down in Bots on Wednesday, so probably be flying out Wednesday.
Okay.
Yeah. But yeah, I'm just here trying to meet people and seeing how Josie is. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Yeah. So at the moment, I'm just enjoying seeing all these big tall buildings and, you know, all these roads and stuff. I mean,
there are strip clubs as well. I don't know if you've heard about those.
I haven't heard, man. Thanks for telling me.
Yeah,
man.
So I'll
I'll
show you,
man.
Places.
I'm sure you know a lot of places.
I think that's why they haven't invited me to the embassy.
Why? Because you know those places.
Yes, because of my immense knowledge when it comes to the amount of strip clubs that are. Those are the first places I went to.
Ooh.
When I arrived in Joburg,
okay.
What places can I visit?
Because we don't have this big home.
Listen, my brother, thank you very much for stopping by.
Thank you so much for having me, man.
Good luck with everything. When you do come back,
please,
this is your home. Always come back here and then share your talent with us. Hopefully I'll catch you later on at the...
Yes, sir.
Yeah.
Thank you so much for having me. O'Neal, Cliff Central, Davoka.
This is Junior, by the
Junior,
way. Junior, whenever you're here, I think you guys need to hang out.
Yeah, definitely.
Man. Yeah.
Junior, also, Davoka Mdala. He will tell you what that means.
Okay,
Yeah, Davoka,
Please don't confuse Junior. Look at him. He's already confused as it is because there's no woman in the studio. Don't worry, Junior. I got you.
Yeah, man. So
Izibo is out of here. Thanks a lot. How do we keep up with you on social media?
So social media, Lizibo BW, that's on Facebook, Twitter, Lizibo _BW, yeah. Instagram is Lizibo BW also, yeah?
All right.
Yes, sir.
Ladies love, O'Neill. Yeah, baby.
This is CliffCentral.com.